That's why, very fittingly, we said these paragraphs go in sequence. The very next paragraph, Abinadon speaks about the importance of stories of tzaddikim. What does this accomplish? First place, a person sometimes has a mind that is dull. What causes a mind to become dull or not sharp? Because a person cannot grasp things well. A person cannot think clearly. A hazy mind. This is due to the fact that the mind is impure. Impure thoughts dull the sharpness of the brain. A person, in order to purify his thoughts, to clear the smoke from the brain, clear these impure thoughts, this can be done through stories about tzaddikim. By listening to stories about tzaddikim, this is the greatest purifying process for a person's mind and brain. In addition, it takes a person a lot of action to elevate himself. A person is on a certain level, a low level spiritually. Serving Hashem, he finds that he has accomplished very little. He'd like to climb, to rise up to a higher level than it is Hashem. But of course, this can be done with a lot of difficult service. Some go as far as fasting, others go as far as other types of difficult services. Of course, the Benazal is against that. Benazal said in general, this is, by the way, off topic, but those in the olden days who used to torture themselves, self-inflicted torture of serving Hashem, this was wrong. Those days, yes, but Benazal revealed the power of his splendidness. Person could accomplish with his splendidness what a second person could accomplish with by lying on tacks or by rolling in snow in the winter or by fasting for days on end. The same results could be gotten through an hour of private talk to Hashem, private splendidness. But in order to receive, to accomplish, to achieve an aliyah, an actual rising up in the ladder towards Kedusha, this could be done. A person can feel himself rising through these stories of tzaddikim. This statement by Rabbi Elazar in the Kutei Maran, chapter Reish Lamed Dalet. Here, the Sichos, Rabbi Elazar told that his own life history, his own experience, he felt that his greatest rise, the meteoric rise in Kedusha, going from one level to the next, was due primarily, beginning when he spent his time in listening to stories about tzaddikim. His parents, Rabbi Elazar's father, Rabbi Simcha, and Rabbi Elazar's mother, Fege, these parents had a home in Mezhebuz, the city where the Baal Shem Tov lived originally, and this was a gathering place, many great tzaddikim. Many of them students of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And gathered by listening to these stories, Rabbeinu said that this is what gave him the spirit, the fiery spirit, to want to serve Hashem with much more fervor. And this was the primary item, individual, single item, that helped him to rise in Kedusha. And therefore, Rabbeinu taught that if a person wants to truly purify his mind, this means that a person sometimes has bad thoughts. He doesn't want them. He tries to shake them off. As much as he tries to shake his head to clear his mind of these bad thoughts, sinful thoughts, he finds that it's a losing battle. As much as he really wants to purify himself, he controls himself as far as the sin is concerned, but he cannot stop his mind from wandering off into forbidden paths. How can a person really purify his mind to avoid these thoughts from coming to him? By these stories of tzaddikim. Listening to these stories of tzaddikim, listening to them, or learning them, special svara about them, the sipurimaisias of tzaddikim, or these stories, the svara like the Shvachei HaArizal, Shvachei Baal Shem Tov, or the Shvachei Haran. We have our own, the Vedazal Sefer, which we've just gone through. Life story of the Vedazal, that's stories of tzaddikim. These svarim, which deal with stories of tzaddikim, they are the best key to actually clearing a person's mind from these evil thoughts and to stop these evil thoughts from entering into his mind. Of course, the top level of Aveda is thought, not action as much as thought. Person whose mind is clear, that person can truly serve Hashem. The highest sphere is Machshava, which the Rizal says too is the letters Besimcha. Machshava is the same letters Besimcha. That's why Rizal said that he achieved the highest level through Simcha. Abinazal said that this is true because it pertains to the Machshava, the mind, coupled with the Sipurim HaZadikah. A person can then achieve the levels that he'd like to as a tzaddik. Abinazal said that this is how Abinazal became so pure and holy, and Zachar Lamash Zachar. We should be Zachar too. To fulfill this Eitzah of Rabbi Nizal, these Eitzahs, Hekdeshes, how fortunate we are that having these teachings given to us. Bishmizdecha, though, to accept them heartfully and to fulfill them with the true Emuna in Rabbi Nizal, Emuna de Tzadik Emes, and his chus of that Emuna, that desire for fulfillment. Bishmizdecha, to see with our eyes now the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, who will lead all Jews back from Golus. Golus means the darkness of evil, the darkness of sin, darkness of Yerida, to the light of Hashem in Atzeinu HaGdesha, and will have the Shechina of Hashem revealed through the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Amen. Amen.